The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the UK government are to roll out free plug-in battery packs to eligible households to help save on electricity bills. The packs, about the size of a suitcase, store electricity taken from a wall plug at off-peak times of the day that can be used later on. Should Ireland follow suit? Well, lecturer in public procurement at DCU, Paul Davis, is on the line now. Good morning to me, Paul.
Good
morning, Paul. Paul, can you just go through how these batteries actually work? Are they totally user-friendly?
From what I've read on the article and from what I've seen around Europe, they're similar to the plug-in solar panels that are being adopted and sold through the likes of Lidl and Aldi in Europe, in particular Germany, so that they are plug-in to the mains and they will provide power back in at a local area, so local distribution to devices within the household. It's an interesting concept because what it does is when we've got times of peak energy usage, we've actually got an option of actually houses being able to depend on these batteries to reduce down their usage. So in other words, they would use the batteries instead of pulling off the grid, they would use the batteries to pull off those instead. It's a resilience exercise. So it's not just about reducing power usage, it's redistributing power in a way that we don't end up with blackouts. And that's what the UK is looking at. And in particular, they're looking at the price of energy increasing. And they're saying these might be options that we have to consider for lower income households so that they don't, in essence, run out of energy when the peak prices come in.
So in terms of how they work, you plug them in at peak times. It obviously stores the energy on this battery pack. And then do you plug in your kettle, your hairdryer, your charger, your device, whatever it is, straight into it?
Yes, into your network. Yeah. The problem with it is our electricity network here, from a technical point of view, and I'm not a technical person, so I'm the procurement person, they've basically said, we don't have the infrastructure to do this. We would actually have to look at the safety legislation. The UK has done this in the case of solar panels and approved it. And they're going to get approval, I think, towards the end of August. And they're looking at these devices, these batteries, being approved by the end of the year. So they're actually taking fairly rapid advances in this. The part that was of interest to me was from an infrastructure point of view. They're not being given out as a grant. So in other words, we're not giving a grant for somebody to go buy them. The UK is actually stating we are going to buy them on behalf of the users, and we're going to distribute them to the users that need them. And this is a very different marketplace then. This means that they can get price advantage, they can get them cheaper, they can get them rolled out to the households that actually need them rather than just the households that can afford them, which is what happens when we have grants. We don't have an energy body here in Ireland that could do that. We don't have anybody that could actually do that. And that makes it an even more interesting piece. If we were to try to think about this in Ireland, how would we do it? The awarding of grants and the retrofitting we know hasn't worked all that well in Ireland. This is another piece of the puzzle that we're looking at and saying, these new technologies, could we use them? Yes, but how do we roll them out? Well, the UK said, well, we're going to take responsibility for that. And I think that's the conversation that's of real interest here.
If you were, though, to buy one privately, which is the option now available to people in Ireland, how long would it take for them to pay for themselves?
They're talking up to 2 years, 2.5 years before you get payback on it. And the same for the solar panels in some of these plug-in cases. So it's a very short time frame. The difficulty is that we don't have the legislation, as I said, and we don't have the infrastructure to assess the safety of them. So what we're going to find is that these won't be available for the consumer to buy unless they go across the border, of course, and buy them privately. But then they're taking a risk in terms of how they manage that within their household. I do think that this is a conversation that we need to have, though, fairly seriously, because we're heading into winter. The Hormuz Strait is still not fully open, and we're heavily reliant on gas. So we're in a situation here in Ireland where we've got a high level of reliance on high prices being impacting our local consumer marketplace. And if high prices, that means then the lower paid, the people on lower income, are literally not going to be able to afford electricity at certain times. And that's what the UK is looking at. And they're trying to find solutions to this. And I think it's an excellent way of doing it. But they are using the public procurement process to do this at a national basis and not just leaving it down to the individual consumer to go and do.
And we're way, way behind in terms of that process. It's not just the UK. I was looking across the continent in Germany, for example. They seem to be fairly widely available, particularly in those discount German retailers that we're familiar with, the Lidls and Aldis.
Absolutely. And the reason that most of the Europe has moved this way, particularly in the last couple of years, is one, the technology has improved. It is far better than it ever was before. But two, they're looking at a redistribution of the way energy works. They're saying we need it more localized. We need more localized solutions rather than just big national infrastructure plans. The threat to European energy is quite high, and we have this conversation saying we're going to build more energy plants. And I saw Michael McDowell recently talk about the nuclear option. But these are options 30, 40 years out. What happens in the meantime? And what happens in the meantime is that we have these new technologies coming through, like these battery packs, and we need to be moving both our legislation and how we actually manage them much faster than relying on the large-scale announcements of infrastructure, which we know can take anywhere between 5, 10, 15 years to put in place.
Paul Davis, we will leave that conversation there for now. Thanks so much for joining us.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.